Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning to all. Great to have you with us. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Black and white. Yep. And we bring the truth in the news, which, speaking of which, when we don't speak the truth, we want to correct it. And it's not like I was lying on purpose, but last week I said, on this day, on June 8th, 1776, James Madison addressed the House of Representatives and wanted to sure that the Bill of Rights was added to the Constitution. Well, there was no Constitution in 1776,
right. And
I know that, and I knew that, and I couldn't believe I said it until we re-listened to our show.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I actually said 1776. It was actually in 1789, so well after the Revolutionary War and the War of Independence. I mean, that there wasn't even a constitution. You know, there was it was a federation at that time,
right?
And there was the Articles of Confederation, and that's what kind of that was the legal document that bound them together after the war. Then they started working on a constitution. Well, right before they ratified it in 1789, James Madison put the brakes on everything and said, we can't go any further unless we put in a Bill of Rights.
Right.
So that was done on June 8th of 1789.
Yep.
So anyway, I just wanted to correct myself there in case of any of our history buffs out there shaking their head going, that there's did not happen in 1776.
And see, that is the unfortunate part. While you're busy having a conversation, you misspeak sometimes, and those are always the clincher moments when you're checking your work and you go, oh no, did I seriously say that? Doggone it. But you know, at least it's not intentional.
Well,
you know,
we have to do that once a week. Yeah. We got to throw that in there. That, you know, it's humility month, right? So we have to humiliate ourselves. Go. Once a week.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, that's funny. I used to have a little hang up thinking that humility was the same thing as humiliation. Well, it's not, you know, it's funny that you said that. Yeah, there's all sorts of things like when you're a younger person and you don't really get the gist of something.
Right.
And
you're
so
you're learning.
Yeah.
Words.
You kind of just screw all sorts of funny stuff up. But
yeah, that's pretty good. Well, we do have a lot of things that we do want to get to. And something here really strange. Speaking of monochromatic Monday, the truth is black and white. But sometimes the truth is, it gets distorted. And we try to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, there are a lot of wildfires right now in Canada,
right,
all across Canada. And which is interesting that, since it's covering the East Coast and all the New Yorkers, they're saying it's tragedy, it's catastrophic, it's the worst, it's like smoking six packs of cigarettes an hour, it's
right,
this is climate change, we've got to do something. And but they never say anything about us choking on Canadian wildfires every year.
Right.
Right. But when it hits them, it's a catastrophe, right? So it's the worst ever. But my point is, one of our ham radio operators was talking to a ham radio operator in Canada, and he said all of these fires up there are arson.
Yep.
And there have been multiple arrests. I went, wow, I need to fact check that, verify that. I need to, you know, try to confirm that. And I'm looking on the internet, looking through all these sources, and there's multiple sources out there saying multiple arson arrests.
That's right.
But when you look at the stories, the only name they've released is this guy named, his last name is Cook, like John Cook, James Cook. I'm trying to pull it up right now as I'm talking. John Cook. One Albertan, John Cook, has been arrested and charged with 10 counts of arson after setting a string of wildfires in and around Cold Lake. Okay. all these headlines are saying multiple arson arrests. Now, we know that ISIS, Al Qaeda, and other jihadi groups have called for arson as one of their jihadi tools to start wildfires against the enemy, right? To use up their resources, to destroy their natural resources. And this is one of the front things. So I was very curious to see if there's stories about multiple arrests, if they've named multiple people. They've only named one person in all of the research and scouring that I've been doing, and his name is John Cook.
Well,
it doesn't sound
like
an Islam. So what about all the others, and why are they not naming all of the others who have been arrested?
Well, and that is not necessarily a Muslim tactic only, because we saw the same thing happen here. Oh my gosh, ever since 2010, 2011, and it was basically a fact that this was part of the whole UN agenda to get people out of the rural areas, was all of these fires, and they were all arson, and it became so screaming obvious that it was arson. And we also got quite a bit of backup from different firefighters within the Spokane firefighters group that was like inside info. And sure enough, they knew it was arson. We knew it was arson. And lo and behold, not only does it, I mean, that serves, burning people out serves multiple purposes for the communists. Yeah. I mean, I can't even tell you how many ways that benefits them. In fact, the biggest one was that DNR, Department of Natural Resources in Washington State, benefited in a huge payoff by all
insurance.
Of the insurance on the timber that was lost. And they made out like bandits.
Yeah.
And so we had quite a bit of backup and documentation on that. And so as soon as this started happening in Canada, I said instantly, I was like, that's arson. And so sure enough, it's good that people know that too, because down here it certainly was not Muslim jihadists that were doing it. In fact, they started catching people that were lighting them on the sides of the road, and they would light like five in a row. And in fact, there was one man that was caught west of Spokane, and a cop sat there and watched him. He was far enough away that he saw the guy stop and do the first one, and then the guy went another quarter mile. He stopped and started another one on the side of the road. He watched him do this five times, and he got him on video. And so, yeah, it's hard to catch him, though. That's the problem. But luckily, that cop, you know, he was able to catch him and file charges.
He said, all right, that's five times. That's enough. I'm drawing the line.
I would have let you go at four, but, you know.
Right. Four, it's coincidence. Five, you're going down.
But, you know, it serves a huge purpose for the communists.
And the other, speaking of communists, with all of these Chinese military age males coming across the southern border, now some reports up to, thousands of them, hardly any families, no dependents, no children, wives, you know, that
That's
kind
right.
of thing. It's just
yep.
men traveling alone. They're all military age men.
Yep.
And, you know, with
from both sides, both the south and northern border.
Well, and with what I've covered as far as China's, you know, their unrestricted warfare, everything is a battlefield and sabotage and, you know, advance party type sabotage operations as things militarily or politically are degrading and militarily they're escalating. You know, it's very concerning. So to get to the truth, you know, meanwhile, back to Monochromatic Monday and the truth in the news is you've got all of your mainstream media, legacy media, all blaming climate change for the fires, right? It's climate change. More must be done. And interestingly enough, a lot of these news agencies that are reporting this are heavily funded by the left,
right?
Which is no surprise.
Right.
So you have two narratives competing out there. One, you've got, you know, arson and mismanagement. There are a lot of there's been a lot of thunderstorms, a lot of lightning strikes, and many of these are from lightning strikes. But these forests have been mismanaged because of environmentalism. You can't touch them. So now they're just tinder boxes waiting to go up.
Right.
And they're losing millions and millions of acres. A lot of it largely due to mismanagement, forestry management.
Right.
And there's so much fuel there that's been laying there for so long. It's, you can't even, once it goes up, you can't stop it.
Right.
You know?
Well, and that was the thing too, is there's an awful lot that goes into this story as a backstory, and we probably don't have time to get to all that, but I mean, it was even so much that they were strategically planning all of these burns for quite some time because they took out multiple dams. They even went so far as to take out all the beaver dams and got rid of, I mean, a huge number of the beavers, because we even invited a beaver specialist to come and talk to my property rights group, because he was saying, what on earth is going on with the state killing all the beavers?
Right, and removing dams.
Yeah.
And what that did was dried all the forests
up. Yes, it dries up all the forests up.
Right.
All the water reserves are nil to non-existent. And then they go ahead and set out the arsonists.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, it's oh boy. Well, that's true to communism. That is the kind of scheming 5 to 10 year plans that they arrange. And then, you know, like we're seeing now we've got the noose and they've covered all the bases, and this is the way they work.
And they've got the lie all ready to go. Climate change.
Right.
Oh, we have to dump more money, more regulations, shut down more business.
Right.
You know, we're going to choke the life out of you, you know, because, well, you guys in the East Coast can see this. You're seeing the effects of climate change,
right.
You know,
and meanwhile, I have to just say we have not had this perfect of weather in decades.
Oh yeah,
this has been the most beautiful, perfect spring I've seen in probably 20 years. It was just, I mean, it continues to be absolutely perfect. And so,
great balance,
climate
of
change
rain and
climate
sun.
Change.
Yeah. Yes,
you know, what a joke.
Keep your climate change over there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's. This would be a good time for us to get into the word of the day.
Yes.
And we've been doing double duty, covering
right.
two different scriptures. But today we've got,
it's all combined.
Up in one.
Yeah. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Well, and, you know, considering the source, I'd have to say that's probably more common than we might think.
God is good. God is great.
God is humble. Okay. Well, so the word of the day and the word for the humility verse comes to us from, and this is a random turning, which makes it even better. So this comes from Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10, which read under the title, Be Generous and Do Good. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. And so, and that's it. That's a great teaching, because that's true. I mean, there is something about generosity, and God loves a happy giver.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I love giving. If there's one thing I absolutely love, is I love giving gifts. I love just stopping and giving people whatever, you know, that you see on the side of the road. I just like to do that kind of thing. And there's the blessing is kind of like a greedy thing. You know, it's like,
you give
because it makes your whole day great. You know, I mean, it just kind of lifts you up the whole rest of your day that you did something nice for somebody and you saw their face light up. And it just, I don't know, it seems maybe it's like a selfish, the giving
right.
in a selfish way. You know, it's like, you know, when you give to the homeless, you end up taking. You know,
well, that really goes to the heart of it being a blessing to give.
Right. It's greater to give than to get.
And that doesn't mean you give so you can get reward.
Right.
It is what that does to your spirit when right. you help somebody out, you get or you give to somebody who's in need, and
that's right. If you're depressed,
it is a blessing.
If you're depressed or sad or just in a slump, go do some selfless giving to random people. I guarantee that will just pick you right up.
Yeah, be a blessing to someone else. Go out of your way to bless someone else. That'll pick you up.
And what's interesting here, the part about the humility verse in these few verses here is in the Bible notes, it says in verses 3-5, it says, self-conceit leads to pride in one's own accomplishments when compared to those of someone else. And such comparisons are out of order, since each person will be accountable on Judgment Day for his own actions. No one can boast when he measures himself and his work against the standards of God's requirements. But so, you know, as far as the conceit, it's the opposite that we're talking about. We're talking about humility, right?
Right.
And so this is actually in the verses leading right up to this, where it says, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for each one shall bear his own load.
Right.
And so part of that is what leads into be generous and do good, right?
Yes.
And so when you, especially from the verse 3 where it says, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself, because we covered this verse last week, where it says from Revelation 3:17, where it says, you say, I'm rich and have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
Yes.
And so right there where it says, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
And there's a lot of that, especially in this era of pride, celebrating pride, having parades based on pride. And
right.
Pride in what? Pride in doing wicked things.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so it's just kind of interesting that part of the being prideful and conceited and thinking of yourself is the opposite of the person who is generous
yeah.
and is giving and likes to give. And so that's also another portion that we can attribute to humility, because it is the exact opposite of self-conceit and pride and being proud of your own accomplishments, you know. And so
that's right.
Just thought that was kind of interesting.
That's very cool. And both the scripture of the day and the humility scripture of the day were the same scripture. So
right. And nice. I kind of did it backwards, unfortunately. I apologize for that. I started with 6-10 and the humility part actually starts in 3 and so I apologize for that. But it's
back up. Get them all confused now. Now they have to read the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
No. All right. Suffer through it.
Well, you know, we'll post it, and it's something that everybody can reflect upon.
That's
and
right.
And also just to another thing that we found really interesting this weekend in our Sabbath Bible studies was a sermon that we listened to about a pastor saying it's perfectly biblical to mock your enemies if your enemies are mocking God. And
right.
So we were listening to that going, well, wait a minute. What do you mean? How is that?
Oh, good.
That?
I feel better.
You know? Yeah, right. Right. Well, I mean, we have said that in order to build camaraderie and unity against an enemy such as the Chinese, Americans need to, you know, kind of make fun of the enemy. That's just how it goes.
Right. Or the communists inside America.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. And this pastor backed it up entirely with the whole story of
Elijah yeah.
and how he was mocking the people that were worshiping Baal. And he says, so okay, so we'll just we'll see whose God is really, you know, authentic here. We'll set up all this stuff on top of this mountain, and whoever's God actually burns this, you know,
the sacrifice,
that's the one that is for real. And so he waits, and you know, Baal obviously doesn't show up to do anything, and so Elijah starts mocking him, you know, starts mocking Baal,
the false prophets,
and them, and yeah, and saying, what's he doing? Is he on, you know, is he going to the bathroom? Is he, right, you know, is he lazy? Is he taking his time?
He's on a journey. Is he lost? Is he taking a nap? Where is he?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so he's mocking them pretty well, I'd have to say. And he continues to mock them. And then, you know, then it's not like he just, you know, God comes down and burns the sacrifice and you know,
consumes it all.
Shows them up big time. And, but the thing was after that, after the brutal mocking, as if, you know, you all might be shocked that, you know, a biblical story and a biblical prophet such as Elijah is going to mock somebody. Well, that was just the beginning. As soon as God went and did that, Elijah went down and slaughtered all of those prophets, false prophets.
Yeah, all the people, when they saw God show up and burn the sacrifice, they all fell down on their faces and said, truly, there is a God, and this is God.
Right.
And so he told them all, grab the false prophets, and they did. They snatched him up, took him down by the river, and slaughtered them all.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. So, boy, that is quite a story.
No
kidding. But, all right, so the scripture for today was?
The scripture for today actually is Galatians chapter 6, verses 3 through 10, not 6 through 10. So, like I said, I apologize for that. Did it a little backwards.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. And hopefully you guys are having a really blessed straight up humility month, which we are celebrating all month long. And I should say not celebrating, but we're honoring that. And we want to be honoring to the Lord. So anyway, this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, getting you rapture ready. Go to JesusAppears.com to learn more about that. We'll take a quick break and come back to a short segment too. And you stick around. We'll be right back.
At the end of the day, either the communists win and destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Prepping2-0.com is the website. All right, Lady Liberty, Monochromatic Monday, truth. The truth is black and white. And
that's right.
Isn't it interesting, the world of swirling lies that we live in? Last week, they dropped charges on President Trump. More of the lies, more of this continuing to go on. We've got some audio clips that we're going to bring probably tomorrow. Kash Patel weighing in.
That's right.
You know, this is a president who has the legal right to take documents, declassify them. They were held in a SCIF, which is a secure compartmented information facility, meets all your, you know, NSA federal security requirements for documents, which, by the way, after that happened, what I didn't know that I learned, these documents no longer are U.S. government property. They become personal property of the president.
Right. And so we've got a lot to cover with that tomorrow for Trump Tuesday, which boy, I'm looking forward to that, because they have no case. They have no case whatsoever.
Right.
Everything that he did was perfectly legal. So these 37 points of indictment are just more bunk. And, you know, just
it's
like
more election interference is
it
what
is.
It is.
It's just basically trying to fill up all his time and possibly block different rallies that he's scheduled is what
right.
I'm kind of thinking, because they're pointless. And so they're just trying to just keep him busy with garbage.
It's made to drain you financially. It's
yep.
Intended to use up valuable resources in time and money resources and attention. And of course, what they're ultimately hoping for is that it will sway public opinion, keeping him continuously embroiled in legal action. This is called lawfare.
Yep.
And these communists that are behind this, that's exactly what they are. Just like you said during the break, these communists are going to destroy America, or we have to destroy the communists.
Yep, exactly.
That's what it comes down to, and that is exactly what we're up against. Until we realize that's the fight that we're in, we're going to continue to be on the losing end of it.
Right. Well, and in addition to that, listen to this. Speaking of the truth, the Biden administration has quietly given the green light to completing a border barrier separating Southern California from Mexico, a project that was initially planned by the Trump White House. This is not the first time Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has approved funding to be used to close the unfinished construction gaps along the southern border, as he announced a similar order in December. Well, I think he's probably only doing that because Marjorie Taylor Greene is hot on his heels and has already filed all of the instruments necessary to impeach that worthless man.
It is. And what he's trying to do, while he's completely utterly dismantling the border, he's trying to throw some things up there so he can point and say, it's entirely untrue what you're accusing me of.
Right.
We've completed this portion of the border along California, and we've completed this. You are falsely accusing me, right? But we know the real deal. That's all it's for, is for him to try to show that he's done something halfway decent.
To try to cover his own hide.
Then we all know better. Well, yep. tear his hide off.
Yep.
That's what I say. Okay, you guys have a blessed day out there. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time, right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.